day. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Can we just lift our hands and just thank God? Can we lift our hands and just thank Him? And just appreciate God. Just honor Him and magnify Him and thank Him for His faithfulness, for His goodness towards us. It is of the Lord's mercy indeed that we're not consumed. Thank Him for the many lives that has passed through here that have been touched by this ministry. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for God and His goodness towards us. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you the glory. Blessed be your most holy name. We are grateful. We are grateful. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen and amen. To Him alone be the glory. To Him alone be all adoration. To Him alone be the praise. To Him alone. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Just before we go into the word, I'd like to recognize in Pastor Mrs. Akini, the wife of the present chairman of PFN Ashiwod. Can we celebrate her? Thank you for coming, man. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. Again, let's appreciate Reverend Adejuan, the former PFN Ashish chairman. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, are you ready for the word? We're kicking off today with, you know, just one session. Tomorrow evening, we're going to have double sessions. And unlike that, still, you know, we round up on Sunday. It's going to be double session all the way through. We're going to have tomorrow evening double session. Pastor Kwaju will be ministering. I'll be ministering tomorrow. And then Saturday morning, Saturday evening, and then Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're just kicking it off today. Well, we kicked off yesterday. Can we celebrate the word in drama, people? Come on. Hallelujah. That was awesome, isn't it? I said that was awesome. That was awesome. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. We thank God for His hand, for His goodness, what He has done with the word in drama yesterday. And He will continue to build on it as the word in speech comes up. Amen. Yesterday was word in drama. Today, continuously, word in speech and word in songs will be coming forth. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope that as you invited your friends to come and watch you yesterday, you will invite your friends to come and watch us also today and continuously. Will you do that? Yes, all right. Glory to God. I'd like you to open your Bibles to two openings of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 11. And then Deuteronomy chapter 33. Hebrews in chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 33. Let's begin with the book of Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 23. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Naphtali said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full, somebody say full, with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Now, I did a little bit of introduction of this when we started the prayer and fasting. But I want to, you know, build more on it, you know, as we begin this conference. Notice that it says, Naphtali, it says, be full with the blessing of the Lord. Someone say full. Someone say full. Full with the blessing of the Lord. And then it now says, possess thou the west and the south. Possess thou. Like I explained the other time also, when you look at this statement as it is written, if you're using the King James Version, it puts, you know, own after line, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. And then after that, you have a colon that separates the next, it's from the next statement, which he said, possess thou the west and the south. Possess thou the west and the south. Let me read it, you know, from the Amplified, not Amplified Classic, but just the Amplified, and then I'll say a couple of things. It says, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the Sea of Galilee and the south. Take possession. But as it is written in that King James, you find that what if the two statements are separated by a colon, which means that, you know, one can be, you know, take the place of the other. And I want to submit to us this way. I believe that, you know, you are not full of the blessing of the Lord if you are not taking possessions of territories, of lands. You are not full of the blessing of the Lord if you are not taking possession of territories, of lands, of properties, of you're not full. I heard the man of God say a long time ago, he said, you are not yet walking in the fullness of God's blessing if you don't have a landed property. He said, because, he said, the Bible says that the heaven, even the heaven of heavens, you know, belongs to God. The earth has He given to the children of men. And until you have a portion of the earth for yourself, you are not started yet. And he says this, and he said this. He said, one of the strong, you know, places that the devil fights people the most is when people want to take possession of land. He fights people the most. It's one of the places where the devil fights people the most. I heard this from the man of God a long time ago. And so you realize that, you know, as believers, as people of God, we need to understand that, you know, there is still the, you know, what means the fullness, the partaking of the fullness of the blessing that, you know, goes beyond, you know, just me. That goes beyond just me. That is why, you know, I believe, you know, what in Hebrews 11:33, the one that was read to us by the chairperson of the program, that part of the things that God has given us faith for. Let's go to Hebrews 11:33. So, that I see there, it gives three things majorly. There are the other things there, but you can put every other thing in that. You know, it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, and then it goes on and on and on. That in this passage of scripture, there's three purposes I believe that God has given, you know, us faith for. And I believe that, you know, it starts with obtaining promises, which are to me is the least of it, even though that is where it seems to say we camp, you know, but that's the least of it. And then it goes on to rotten righteousness or walking righteousness, and then the topmost of it is subduing kingdoms, which I believe that that's what we need to graduate to. We need to up our game to that level where we take the faith of God that is in us and we begin to subdue kingdoms. We take territories for God. Spiritual territories, physical territories, emotional territories. We take it for God. And that is just, and not talking about just about ourselves, but going beyond ourselves to make these things happen. Hallelujah. I believe that more than ever before, we are in such times where we need to begin to make inroads with our faith and take advantage of it and do things for God beyond just ourselves. Amen, somebody. Now, this has been what is on God's mind from the onset. In saving you, in saving me, this is what's on God's mind from the onset. Let's take a journey through the scriptures and establish this thought in our heart. I want to only establish in us. Let's begin from Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, give me verse 28. The Bible says, "And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue the earth, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." He blessed them. Someone say, "Bless them." Now, in this blessing is the command to take territories. Because if not, how else do you explain the term multiply? Because the word multiply means to increase or cause to increase greatly, watch this, in number and in quantities. In number and what? In quantities. When it gets to in number, that means it's outside yourself. Is that not so? When you talk about quantities, that means it's outside yourself. Is that not so? So that's beyond you. It says multiply. And multiply means to increase or cause to increase greatly in number. It means to become great, to become numerous, to enlarge. One single individual, cannot just be enlarging. When you enlarge, you become diseased. That's why when you see obese people, can't carry themselves around. Is that a normal way to live? No, that's not the enlargement God is talking about. It's the enlargement that goes outside of yourself. And then he talks about replenish. He said, replenish the earth. It means to fill out the earth. If you fill out the earth, will it just be about yourself? No. In filling out the earth, you will go beyond yourself. You will go outside of yourself. And that's what God had for Adam in the beginning when he made the Garden of Eden. Adam was supposed to go around and be creating Garden of Edens. Filling out the earth with Gardens of Edens. That was the original plan. Until, he committed treason and began to serve the devil. So he says to replenish. To fill out. Someone say fill out. Are you filling out? Are we filling out? You see, we have to begin to understand that if this is not happening with us, then we are living less than the best. Amen. I may have all that I want for myself, but if I am not filling out, if I'm not multiplying, increasing the kingdom of God, if I'm not doing that, I am still living below the best of God. We need to begin to see life from that perspective. having a world perspective, having a bigger than me perspective, having a greater than me perspective, things something beyond me perspective. We need to begin to see that, because that is the mind of God. And then it says to subdue, to conquer and bring into subjection. Conquer other places, conquer other territories, and bring them into subjection. And finally, it says to rule over, dominion, have dominion. Embedded in this command that God gave Adam in the beginning is the command to take territories, to go beyond ourselves, and to do things that matter for God and for the kingdom. When you look at this blessing, they do not in any way suggest being localized in your endeavors. In other words, it means that if you have one business, you should multiply businesses. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It means if you have one landed property, you should multiply landed properties. It means that if you have one church, you should multiply churches. It means that if you have one soul, you should multiply souls. There's no way, there's no suggestion of being localized in this command of God. If you stay on it, you look at it very well, it's telling you there is no way you can be satisfied just being by yourself and just living for yourself and being concerned about yourself and all that matters should be yourself. There's no way you can look at this scripture in total, in depth, and be satisfied not bringing one soul to the Lord in 1 year. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way you can look at this command and be satisfied that you are not adding to yourself. Just no way. And that's the perspective we need to begin to have in order to walk in the fullness. And let me tell you something. It correlates to walking in the fullness of the blessing. Because as you begin to make inroads into the things of God, into the territories of the enemy, conquering and subjecting and putting under rule of God, you will realize that the things come to your disposal and things will happen for you that you never imagined that will happen for you. Why? Because God said in John chapter 4, Jesus said, he said, it is the laborer that is paid wages. It is the laborer. Are you here today? Well, you know what? Man always attempts to abort this mindset of God. It began in Genesis chapter 11. God wanted man to fill out the earth. But what did they say in Genesis 11? Let us build us a tower that will rise up to the heavens. And let us be... let us just be there. And God said, no, 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 no. That was not my mindset. That's not what I had in mind. And so the Bible says, and what did God do? God came down. The Bible says, God came down, did what? And scattered them. It's not the devil that scattered them. This is God. He came down. Genesis chapter 6. Chapter 11, sorry. He came down and did what? He scattered. Can I submit something to you? Sometimes the scattering you experience is because God wants you to take territories. Life has been all about you. Me, what I want, what I need. We move from what we need to what we want. Like I thought in where money is hiding, that the highest thing that gives you money is what people desire, not their need. It's what they actually desire. And so what we do, we move from what we need. When our needs are met, we actually now begin to desire things. It's just what we want now. And people move from there, and the people seem not to be satisfied. You see, but because, why? Because we have found how to use the faith of God to receive promises and to be blessed by it. And so we are content just being blessed. We forget that God wants you to subdue dominion kingdoms with that faith. God came and scattered them. Some of the scattering you experience is because God says, enough about you. I want you to do some things more than beyond you. I want you to do some things, take territories beyond you. You say, is that true? Yes. But this is running ahead of myself. When Jacob ran away from his father and was living with Laban and was feeding fat, and all till he converted all that the man had to himself. He wasn't thinking of going until the sons came. It looks as if it's out of our father's will that this man has gotten all this thing. When he started hearing backbiting and started hearing gossips, the gossips that are coming on your case is because God wants you to move. Come on now. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Because it will ruffle your feathers. God does these things. And I can see him doing more of these things in the times we are in. Because his people are refusing to move. And just settling down. I want to settle down. No, God doesn't want to settle down. He wants you on the move. Why was Jacob comfortable there? He was afraid of his brother Esau. So he said, I'm content here. But that's not where God wanted him to be. God had a land for him to go and take. The land he has promised his fathers. He wanted that land for him. And so he started hearing gossip. And he knew if he stayed longer here, trouble would burst out. So he packed his loads and fled. And he had to go and face. You see, the giant you don't want to face, thinking that, you know, they are too much for you. Child of God, you got to realize you have to face them so that you can enter into the fullness of what God has for you. We don't know that we have the power to overcome in God. Let me try and stick to my notes. I wanted to build you up to what I'm... Isaac. The Bible says God called for a famine in the land. Are you hearing it? Who called for famine? Genesis 26. God called for a famine in the land. Oh. And Isaac determined in his mind, let me move on. Let me go down to Egypt. And God said, no, I don't want you to go down to Egypt. You just stay by me. Listen to me. I'll give you the instructions what to do. And the Bible says he stayed in, and then he dug a well, and people strove with him for it. They contended with him for it. And that's what gets us distracted. You make a little attempt to move, then contention arises. It must not be God's will. That's what we say. If it is God's will, why am I facing so much opposition on this? It is because it is God's will. That's why you are facing the opposition. Amen. I know I won't have too many amens, but it's all right. Don't worry, I came with my own when I'm ready for you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But Isaac, thank God for Isaac, he was not distracted. Bible says they strove with him for it. He left that place and he moved on to another place. Come on, somebody. You've got what it takes to move on. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He left that place and he moved on to another place. And the Bible says they strove with him there also. At this point, someone said, well, if the first one was by accident, surely by the second one, it must not be the will of God for me to do this. Because I thought God says it does. Two is a witness of God. Is that not so? And so by these two, let me go back to no. No. Someone said no. Because who asks you to stay in the line? Is it not God? Isaac was not distracted. Bible says he moved on. Tell your neighbor, move on. Don't stay there. Don't stay in that place of contention. Don't stay in that place of gossip and backbiting. Don't stay in that place of strife. Move on. Because until Isaac moved on, Bible says that's when he came to the place where what? He found what? Rehoboth. And Bible says, he said, God had made room for us. And so we are fruitful in the land. Now, oh dear, help me, Jesus. This story I began to give you, you remember how we read the story? We read it in Genesis 26, and we read it from verse 12. And in verse 12, can you give me Genesis 26:12 quickly? I want to show you something. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year. And the Lord blessed him. Okay. Verse 12. Continue. And the man what? Was great and went what? And what? Until what? Verse 14. What is there? For what? He had. Now, stop there. You see, when we read scripture, sometimes you need to understand that what you read the end of the story, and then you are backtracked to come and see the beginning. Genesis 12 to 14 was the end of the story of Isaac's experience with Abimelech. Because his experience with Abimelech was when God told him to stay in Gerar and he began to dig well. He dug the first one, they strove. He dug the second one, they strove. It was when he dug the third one and he says, the Lord had made room for us. Now what? We are what? Fruitful in the land. Go to verse 12 again. Look at what does it say in verse 12? What does it say in verse 12? Then Isaac what? Do you become fruitful without sowing? Come on, talk to me. Isaac sowed and then became fruitful. He sowed in the land. Now look at verse 13. And the man what? And the man what? Wax what? Great. And did what? Someone say went forward. Say we went forward. What does that imply to you? He's taking territories. And grew. Until what? He became what? Very great. But how did it begin? The Lord called for a famine. How did it begin? He started digging well and people were striving with him. You could have seen the striving and says, well, surely God is not in this place. Surely God doesn't want me here. Surely God doesn't want me to dig well. Let me go and look for something else to do. Or let me chapa. People of God, the generation we're in, we don't even want any contention. We don't want any strivings. Oh, I'm coming again tomorrow. My message tomorrow is faith calls for adversity. It invites adversity. You want to live the life of faith? It invites adversity. But we don't want to fight. We don't want to contend with anything. We want it to just come easy. I preached a message a long time ago. I said, God didn't call you to an easy life. He called you to a good life. Amen. In being good don't mean it's going to be easy. Are you here? Isaac strove in order to take territories. And look at what Abimelech said to him. He said, look, we were fighting with you, but now we know that the hand of the Lord is on you to bless you. Come and do a covenant with us. Let's let you be. You read that story well? Isaac was somewhere before. When they began to strive with him, Bible says he went to the valley. Whether it was a mountaintop or valley place, it didn't matter. Are you understand what I'm saying? In the book of Kings somewhere, the children of Israel were fighting with the people and they defeated them and they said, oh, because we are fighting on the mountain, that's why. That's how come they could defeat us. Let's take them to the valley. Bible says God showed them he's the God of the mountain and he's the God of the valley. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It don't matter where you are, child of God. Are you listening to me? You can take that territory. There is no hard ground in God. Are you here? Are you listening to me? We can take it. Someone say, I can take it. I'm establishing to you, my brother, my sister, that in God, in the commands he has given, is a command to go beyond yourself, to go outside of yourself and take territories for God. So we see it in that which he gave to, Adam in the beginning. And then when you come to Abraham, which, we've seen, it play out in the life of Isaac and the life of, Jacob. But the blessing he gave Abraham, that we call Abraham's blessing, is not even a blessing that localizes you. Can you give me Genesis chapter 12? Let's look at verse 1 to 3. It's not a blessing that localizes you. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that what? I will show thee. And I will make of thee what? I will make of thee what? A great nation. When you hear I'll make of thee a great nation, how does that sound to you? One man? A great nation? One man? A great nation? Is that a localized blessing? And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Next verse. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. Look at this. And in thee shall what? Where? What? Where? All families of the earth. Not your own family alone. Of the earth. Not just the Elekima Ekine family. Of the earth. Not your clan. Of the earth. Not your tribe. Of the earth. Not your nation. Of the earth. May you get a globalized vision out of this conference. May your perspective become a world perspective. And your life stop being just be about yourself, me, mine, what I want and what I will, what to eat, what my people will eat, and that's all you live for, and that's all you are all about, and all you do. May your perspective change in the name of Jesus, and your vision become globalized. That's what God wants. All families of the earth be blessed. When he called Abraham, Bible says he called him out of his family and out of his kindred and out of his people, and he said, unto what? A land. Someone say land. A land I will show thee off. In other words, leave this one. I'm going to show you land. The one I show you, go and possess it. But that's upsetting. Yes. God wants you upset. Are you listening to me? That's inconveniencing. Yes. God wants you uncomfortable. For that to happen, get thee out. This is what I want you to do. Life, listen to me. Life is about what God wants. It's not about what you want. We were created for his pleasure. He is not for our pleasure. We are for his pleasure. When you examine this blessing, the Abraham's blessing, we sing it, is mine. Is that not so? Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles. Is that not so? You want Abraham's blessing? Bible calls him that God made Abraham the heirs. The heir, H-E-I-R, of what? Of the world. The world is your heritage. It's not just your family. It's not your ethnic group. It's not your clan. It's not your tribe. The world is your inheritance. How much of it are you taking? How much of it do you want? We have to begin to have a world perspective. I, you, every one of us. And not be content. And say, I'm okay. I don't want to be okay. Like this man said, what's his name? He says, give me Scotland or I die. Let somebody else's life be impacted by me. Let another territory be impacted by me. Let somebody wake up and pray for me because I bless them. That's when you are okay. But if his life is just all about you, you're not okay. You may have money, you may have cars. You may have gotten the husband you want and the wife you want and the children you want and the clothes you want, but you are still not okay. We are not okay. Are you listening to me? Because the mind of God, wake up, my people. For the time draweth nigh. The time draweth nigh. And it's not about you anymore. It's about me. I gave you faith so that you can use it on yourself and master it. Then turn it outward and draw people and draw kingdoms and draw territories by it and through it and make impact where impacts need to be made. For that is my eternal purpose of putting my faith in you. Hallelujah. If it is the faith of God, it has to be a faith that wants to take all that belongs to him. Are you listening? If it's the faith of God we are using, if it is his faith, then it cannot be about ourselves. Because his faith made him to sacrifice his son so that the Bible says he can have many sons unto glory. Is God not comfortable in heaven? Is heaven not good and well for him? But he didn't create heaven to be empty. He created it to be habited by you and by me and by as many as will come into it. Are you listening to me? Someone say, if it is the faith of God, then life has to be more than about me. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. If it is the faith of God that we're using indeed, if it is the faith that is born of God into our hearts, that we're walking with, then it cannot be satisfied by just obtaining promises. The full satisfaction of that faith is in subduing kingdoms. And until your faith and my faith begins to subdue kingdoms, it is not a matured faith yet, an adult faith. I think it is still baby faith that we're all walking in. Because it's a child that just wants me. Give me. And all I can take, I will take. But the faith of God, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. So if it is the faith of God we are using indeed, as believers, if it is the faith of God, I'm repeating, you know why I'm repeating it? It's a revelation to me. If it is the faith of God we are using indeed, then it will get to a time when that faith will speak to you and say, enough about yourself. And that faith will speak up, enough about yourself. Take it out. Oh, someone say, God help me. Let us fast forward to the time of Jesus. Let's fast forward. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Thank you, Lord. I asked somebody questioning. Pastor, you want me to take this out of my life and go out? Even what concerns me, I've not even finished getting. I've not mastered it to bring in faith, to bring in finances. I've not mastered to it to get my body healed when I need. I've not mastered it to even be able to get a husband. Talk less of having children. I've not mastered it to even get a wife. And you're telling me it's not about me anymore? I should take it out. Pastor, you need to tell me something more. Because until I am satisfied with me, I'm not taking it out. Can I say something to you? Thank you for asking that question. And this is the response. In your own eyes, the Becasto, Embrade Susubrekea. When you should be adults, you still have need of milk. That somebody give you milk. That's what I heard from Hebrews chapter 5. When you should be teachers, you still need that you be taught. That if you look at your life in time past, in earlier time, I'm speaking to somebody here. There was a time in your life when things were happening to you at the snap of a finger. But after a while, it ceased, because all that was seen was that it was just about you, and about you. And the scattering I spoke of earlier, and the calling for famine I spoke of earlier, happened in your life for you to reevaluate and get a redirection and know that things have to change. But you did not take heed. And that's why the brook has dried up. But if you would take heed to what you are hearing now, and even forget yourself and make it about me, the things that you thought you have missed and the things that you are still hoping for to come to pass will all come to pass. For these are the days that I collapse time and make things happen even at the snap of a finger. That the years that the cankerworm has eaten and the palmer worm has eaten, I bring even that which of the latter rain and the former rain, all in one sweep. These are the times that I do such things, saith the Lord. So we are fast forwarding. Matthew 28. Jesus said, I have been given all authority, New Living Translation, in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make. Somebody say, make. Somebody say, make. Go and make. Does that not speak to you of taking territories? Because if you are to go and make disciples of, look at what it says here, of nations. He didn't say even of people. He said nations. Make disciples of nations. That is taking territory. Make them disciples. Take them over. If you are going to make disciples of nations, you take them over first. Are you listening to me? You take them over first. You take them over first. if you're going to make disciples. And this is the command of Jesus to you and to me. Go therefore and make. That's taking territories. That's taking territories. And you know, I said it during the PFN rally. I said, we don't have a harvest yet just by witnessing out there on the street. We have a harvest when that which you have, that person you have witnessed to, led to Christ, is brought into the kingdom and made to settle in God's house and become part and parcel of that house and is contributing his or her quota in that house. That's when we are brought in the harvest. And for that, when you are doing that, you are taking territories. Every individual you win to God is a territory. Amen. What is the point of all this journey we're going through the Bible to see scriptures we've known before? What is to paint a new light, a new perspective with this scripture, what you've not seen in them. Maybe you've seen, but you've ignored. To paint it afresh to you so that your perspective can change. So that you can move out of just having a localized vision about life to having a globalized vision about life and then begin to understand that it is for this purpose that you and I are here. It is for this purpose. It is for this purpose. So where do we go from here? We'll take the case of Caleb. In Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14, verse 4, verse 6. Let's read through to verse 15 quickly. And I close with this one. Give me King James, please. Give me the King James. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. We're reading through to verse 15, so help me with it. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Someone say, give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua what? Blessed him. And gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kejeth Haba, which Haba was a great man among the Anakims. And Anakims are the children of giants. And the land had rest from war. So what do we do, my brother, my sister? Why are we going through all this? Number one, just as Caleb did not forget a promise that he was given, because if he had forgotten that promise, it will be like, it will probably, it will end up being given anything. Are you understand what I'm saying? Because this was the time that the land was being portioned out to the different tribes. And so Caleb remembered, he remembered there was a promise given to his family. Now the essence of us going through all we went through and going through the scriptures is to establish that this is what is in the mind of God. And if you have forgotten, be reminded, be awakened to this consciousness that this is what is in the mind of God for you and for me, for every one of his children. There is a promise, there is a promise given, there is a blessing given. And the blessing means that it is not just about me, it's about what God wants, and it's about taking the whole earth for God, it's about taking territories in God, it's about that. And so I need to awaken, like the scripture says, all righteous, awaken to righteousness. We have to awaken to this promise. Be awakened in your heart to this promise. That's the number one thing. Begin to see life from a different perspective. Begin to see the world from a different perspective. Begin to see people from a different perspective. When you enter your classroom, see people from a different perspective as territories to be conquered for God. You get into your office, see it as a territory to be conquered. The business world, see it as a territory to be conquered. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Not just your pay packet. Let's there be a reorientation. Are you listening to me? Let that be a reorientation. So that as you wake up each day, your prayers will not just be about yourself. Your prayers will be about, what God, what do you want today? Which life can I touch for you today? Will be about such. Lord, my heart is open for what you will have me do to benefit somebody today. Who do I bless financially to make a statement for you today? Who? Whose life do I impact? That will be what your prayers will be. When you are awakened to that. We need to begin to take these promises and look at them. Not localize them anymore. Oh yes, does it mean that, you know, you won't have financial needs? Does it mean that the enemy will attack your body where you will need to lay claim on that? You will. You will still do. But while you are doing that, you will still also be doing this. Amen. And if your life is making an impact in this area, you will know that this also will come to be. And if your life is having progress in this area, you will know it's not the end result. It is that I should make impact here too. Are you following me? Caleb did not forget the promise. The church world are forgotten that this is the mind of God. When I say the church, not all of us. So we need to be awakened to that. And then we need to do what Caleb did. Give me this mountain. Because it's not just that I'm awakened to it and then I keep quiet. I need to speak out. It is not, your faith is not activated until it is voiced out. So if you want the mountain, call for the mountain. If you want that business, call for it. If you want that soul, call for it. If you want that, you know, mountain of, you know, property, call for it. It's like, give me the, listen to me, it will have been given anything. It is not for Joshua to remember the promise. It is for you to remember the promise. It is for me to remember the promise. Because nobody can come to get for you what God said to you in your private time. Are you listening to me? So you have to say, give me this mountain. You have to say that. Jesus said in Matthew 11:12, he says, and from the time of John the Baptist, from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, New Living Translation, he said, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. And violent people are attacking it. But it's forcefully advancing. So you and me, we have to say, give me this mountain. And you can start with, give me this mountain of your healing. Yes, but don't stop there. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we cannot say that. I'm not saying we cannot say, give me this mountain of finances. I'm not saying, but we can no longer be stopping there. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We can no longer be stopping there. We have to take it further. Give me this mountain. Give me that soul. Give me that family member. Give me that business. Give me that soul in my office. Give me this mountain. Give me that territory. Give me. As if you hear this thing of God, then you will also understand there's nothing wrong in multiplying churches. As long as that is the motive, it is to expand the kingdom. If it's not the motive of just having more money, of having more places where you can gather money, but if it's the motive of expanding the kingdom, there's nothing wrong in having one church every five minutes. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Because we have to take the mountains. We have to take the territory for God. Take this mountain of the government. Take the mountain of everybody. Wait, give me this mountain. People of God, I challenge you, I challenge myself. We have to take our faith and begin to take territories for God. Can you stand to your feet today? We have to take it. I want to submit to you that the devil purposely disturbs our life so that we can just not focus on what God wants us to focus and make it all about, to be all about ourselves. And as long as it's all about ourselves, as long as it is, he's okay. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But our Father God is not okay with it. But we want to make our Father God okay. Amen? We want to make our Father God okay with it. So I'd like you to pray tonight. I'd like you to pray tonight. Number one prayer Maybe, I don't know about you. It's a prayer of repentance. I have made life too small in my eyes. We have to ask God, forgive me. I've made God too small. He said, because how do you make God too small? When do you think God is not just, to give me a car, to give me a house, to give me a husband, to give me a child, that's all God is all about. You made him too small. He says, I made you heir of the world. Heir of the world. The world is your inheritance. So that's the first prayer. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for making you too small. For having a too small a vision. Forgive me. Forgive me. I know life is not about myself. It's about you and what you want. So Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Can you just pray that prayer? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me. In the name of Jesus. Now ask, pray this prayer. Say, oh God, open my eyes to see the world around me. To see the world as you see it. To see people as you see them. Lord, open my eyes to see the world as you see it. To see people as you see them. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, Heavenly Father. Open my eyes, oh God. Change my worldview. Change my vision. Manakato sopa hanged lebo shataya. Manakate sepa hande lebo shatahaya. Let me see the way you see. Let me see people the way you see them. Let me see people the way you see. Let me see the world the way you see. Let me see my nation the way you see it. Lord, open my eyes, oh God. Manakabo shata handelebosha. Inkato sope kete helebahaneya. Mandalaba seke de bahashta. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes. Open my eyes, oh God. Aya, ya, 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 ya. Ha. Nene nemo sakaba hande lebosha. Enkato sopa hande lebosha. Ay, ay, ay. Open my eyes, Jesus. Mene kapasa tahaya. To see that life is not just about me, Lord. To have a global vision, Lord. Open my eyes, oh God. And I may see people the way you see them. See the world the way you see the world. Lord, open my eyes. Ayabu Shatabahaki. Ena makato so bahande lebosha. En kato so pakate le bahande lebosha. Mene gaba sakadahaya. Manteke bahade lebosha. In the name of Jesus. Say to me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. That my eyes will be open. My eyes of understanding. And from this day forward, I will have a different view, a different vision of life, of the world around me. I will see the way you see. I will hear the way you hear. And as I see and hear, I receive the enablement, the empowerment to act accordingly. Awaken in me the commandment to take over the world. To go into all the world and make disciples. Take territories. Awaken it in me. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. As Jeremiah said, I heard the word. John also said it in Revelation. And it entered me. And set me on my feet. By this word that you have heard, may you be empowered to take territories. In the name of Jesus. By this word, may you be enabled by the Holy Ghost. Where you've been lying down, be set on your feet. Where you've been standing still, be on the move. Where you've been walking, begin to fly. In the name of Jesus. Ayaya. Be empowered. Just as that word entered into Ezekiel and entered into John and set them on their feet, let this word enter into you. That you become another man. That you become another woman. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. As it was with Isaac, that he went forward. The empowerment to go forward. Receive now. He went forward and he grew. I prophesy growth. Grow! As you take territories. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy you will never remain the same. I prophesy you this day marks a turning point in your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. You will move forward. You will take territories. In the name of Jesus. And you will grow until you become very great. Multiplying, replenishing, subduing, and having dominion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us quickly get our offerings, prayer offerings. Let us pray. Father, I want to say thank you for the word of God that we have received. Lord, we come with a heart of faith, heart of love, and we give our offerings today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The meeting continues tomorrow. The time is 5:30 p.m. Please, let's come on time. Let's invite people to be part of it. As been announced, Pastor Pojo Yemade and our own Reverend Elikima Ikine will be ministering tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Shall we rise up to our feet as we close the service? Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweetness of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Such a freedom.